WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. It's your boy Jake Carter back again with another dose of Tap Out of Overstimulation, where we dissect the daily grind and find ways to level up our lives. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that feels like it's been following us around lately. Change. Ever feel like life is just a whirlwind of unexpected twists and turns? You know, those moments when you think you finally got things figured out, and bam, the rug gets pulled right out from under you. Change can be scary, right? It throws our carefully constructed plans out the window and leaves us feeling a little lost. But here's the thing. Change is inevitable. It's the only constant in life, folks. And while we can't always control what happens to us, we can absolutely control how we respond to it. So today I want to equip you with some powerful tools to navigate change with resilience and adaptability. Because trust me, becoming a master of change is not just about surviving, it's about thriving. Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can help you ace this whole change thing. First up, embrace the learning curve. Change often means stepping outside our comfort zone, and that can be intimidating. But remember, every new challenge is an opportunity to learn and grow. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. The higher the level, the more powerful you become. So instead of resisting change, try approaching it with a curious mindset. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? How can I use this experience to grow? Second, practice self-compassion. Change is tough, and it's okay to feel a roller coaster of emotions, excitement, fear, sadness, even anger. Don't beat yourself up if you have moments where you feel overwhelmed or discouraged. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a friend going through something similar. Remember, it's about progress, not perfection. Third, build your support system. We humans are social creatures, and we need each other. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage you, and offer a listening ear. Talk to friends, family, mentors, anyone who can provide a sense of support and understanding during times of change. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Fourth, break down big goals into smaller steps. Ever tried tackling a massive project all at once? Yeah, it can be overwhelming. The same goes for navigating big changes. Break them down into manageable chunks. Focus on one step at a time and celebrate each small victory along the way. This keeps things from feeling too daunting and helps you build momentum. And finally, celebrate your wins, big and small. Change is hard work, and it's important to acknowledge your accomplishments. Take the time to celebrate your successes, no matter how small they seem. This reinforces positive feelings and motivates you to keep going. You deserve to feel proud of yourself for navigating the twists and turns of life. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who recently got laid off from her job after years of dedicated service. It's a gut punch, a huge change that throws her entire world into disarray. But here's where she shines. Instead of spiraling into panic, Sarah takes a deep breath and remembers our key takeaways. She uses the time to reflect on her skills and passions, seeking out new opportunities that align with her goals. She reaches out to her network for support, sharing her situation and asking for advice. She breaks down the job search process into smaller steps, updating her resume, networking online, preparing for interviews. And most importantly, Sarah celebrates each small victory along the way, landing an informational interview, receiving a positive response from a recruiter, even just getting out of bed and tackling the day with renewed purpose. Sarah's story isn't unique. It's a reminder that change can be challenging, but it also presents incredible opportunities for growth and transformation. When we approach change with resilience, adaptability, and a whole lot of self-compassion, we unlock our true potential and emerge stronger than ever before. So remember, you got this. Embrace the learning curve. Treat yourself with kindness. Build your support system. Break down those big goals into smaller steps and celebrate every win along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments below. What's one thing you're doing to navigate change with resilience and adaptability? And don't forget to subscribe to Tap Out of Overstimulation for more daily doses of inspiration and practical advice. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.